The Untamed by Max Brown. Introduction. This was the first effort by Frederick Faust aimed at writing a Western, and he used the pen name of Max Brown to produce it. There was a different style of literary focus, a variance that brought forth feelings of melodrama. However, as the story developed, that impression was changed drastically, because there were certainly startling examples of action, conflict, and revenge that set it apart. It was marked one of his most successful efforts in a career that produced perhaps as many as 25 to 30 million words, resulting in well more than 500 novels and short stories. This huge output made him one of the most prolific writers in history, and he wrote under at least a dozen pen names, with Max Brand as the most prominent. What made it more astonishing is that he died at age 51, after being mortally wounded by shrapnel while serving as a war correspondent in World War II. Listen now to what made literary history. Chapter 1. Pen of the Desert. Even to a high-flying bird, this was a country to be passed over quickly. It was burned and brown, littered with fragments of rock, whether vast or small, as if the refuse were tossed here after the making of the world. A passing shower drenched the bald knobs of a range of granite hills, and the slant morning sun set the wet rocks aflame with light. In a short time the hills lost their halo and resumed their brown. The moisture evaporated. The sun rose higher and looked sternly across the desert, as if he searched for any remaining life which still struggled for existence under his burning course. And he found life. Hardy cattle moved singly or in small groups, and browsed on the withered bunch grass. Summer scorched them, winter humped their backs with cold, and arched up their bodies with famine. But they were a breed schooled through generations for this fight against nature. In this junk shop of the world, rattlesnakes were rulers of the soil. Overhead, the buzzards, ominous black specks pendant against the white-hot sky, ruled the air. It seemed impossible that human beings could live in this rock wilderness. If so, they must be to other men what the lean, hardy cattle of the hills are to the corn-fed stable beeves of the States. Over the shoulder of a hill came a whistling which might have been attributed to the wind had not this day been deathly calm. It was fit music for such a scene, for it seemed neither of heaven nor earth, but the soul of the great god Pan come back to earth to charm those nameless rocks with his wild, sweet piping. It changed to harmonious phrases loosely connected. Such might be the exultant
Sample complete. Ready to continue?